Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Sun is shining. You may find a cloud or two, but it's a stretch. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a wonderful day inside. Won't you be our neighbor? It's Barry Laminack. It's Nick Sciarra. Yours truly, Joel Blank. It's Friday, and that means the weekend is upon us, and we are here in studio, ready to talk about what you want to talk about. Oh, my God. Stop the presses and don't everybody get sad at once. The Astros finally lost the game. They're not going 162-0, but there's no need to get on the ledge.
Break up the team.
Yeah. I told you that Giles guy worries me.
He's going to be fine.
All right. He just worries me.
I mean, everybody's going to have a bad game.
I just hold my breath when he comes in.
Are you worried about Altuve?
He got a hit in the first inning.
He's officially struggling.
But he's still struggling.
He is officially struggling.
That fifth inning. Oof.
Yeah, he's having some ugly ABs, man.
You think about it. Ever since he started, basically, with the Astros, bases loaded, nobody out, you want that guy at the dish, and the last thing you expect is a 5-2-1 or a 5-2-1 double play. 5-2-3.
He did slip out of the box, though.
So. He did. You're right. But still, I mean, I was like thinking, at the very worst, this guy's getting a sack fly.
Yeah.
He's doing something. That hurt them a lot.
Yeah, got to get that ball in the air. He'll turn it around. I'm not worried about Giles either. He's still very young. You know what I mean? I mean, he's still gonna go through some ups and downs. And the good news is even if he does struggle, they do have Gregerson, who looks to be, cruising right now.
Mm-hmm. World Baseball Classic.
He's on point. So yeah,
that's why early on I thought just to take even more pressure off Giles, and then when Hinch wasn't quick to make a decision that he was going to name a closer, I thought that's great. Use it by committee, but at least. You got a guy that had a great World Baseball Classic that you can lean on because he's been there, done that with a lot of experience in pressure situations. But, again, Giles has a live arm. It's just he does. He worries me when he comes in.
Yeah. Can we talk about something real quick that happened on the way in that you were involved with?
I was?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you were mentioned in it.
Oh.
Can I just tell you guys that I don't need you to tag me in any more LeVar Ball-related stories or tweets because I don't care. I literally do not care. Like Dr. Dre in 290, bless his heart, love that dude. But he's tagging me in this story, which I didn't even look at or read. I couldn't even tell you what it's about. All I know is I saw the words LeVar Ball, and I'm like, I don't care anymore. I don't want to be tagged. And that dude is done. Like, let's move on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Like, we get enough people to tag us in stuff throughout the day and night. And that's fine. I dig it because some of it's hilarious. But no more LeVar Ball, please. I'm so sick of hearing that dude's name.
So we're adding this to the list of Barry?
That would be number 1, 1A, 2, 3, 4, and 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Like, I could deal with Harden MVP talk. That's fine. Because I know that's more relevant. Like, all of that stuff that, the Romo talk, that's relevant. Thank God it's over with, but it was relevant. LeVar Ball's not relevant. He's not. Just because he talks about white dudes or whatever? Come on, man. Let's move on. All right, I feel better.
But he's an attention whore. So,
He is. So why give him what he wants?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Skip Bayless. I mean, there's a motive to their madness. And a lot of people don't see that. And they just see it like he's literally just, he means every word of it vehemently, and even if he does, he's just doing it to get attention.
Yeah, and speaking of attention whores, if you, and I tweeted this last night, but I mean it, And it's one of those things that just drives me insane. If you sit behind home plate on your phone waving at the camera, go to hell. Like, that's the worst. Stop being an attention whore. Are you there to watch the game, or are you there to get attention? That bothers me. And so does the people yelling woo. That's 2 days in a row, well, Houston.
AJ went off on that.
Get your crap together. That's terrible. That's not funny. It's not cool. It's not a thing. It's annoying. It's more annoying than people who crunch and chew chips with their mouth open. Because, like, people that crunch chips, it drives me insane.
Okay.
But the wooing, like, my wife made me change the channel or leave the room because of the wooing last night. That's how bad it was. And I asked her, I was like, hey, you want to go to a game on Saturday? I'm thinking, you know, I was going to, you and me, we could go watch the Astros. They're playing the Royals. It'll be fun, 6 o'clock. And we're watching the game. And her exact words were, if they're going to do this bleep, no way am I going to a game. I was like, are you serious? Like, you won't go because of that? She was like, absolutely not. One, because you'll be so pissed sitting there listening to that, that it won't be fun to hang out with you, which is the God's honest truth. And two, I don't want to hear that because it's annoying. Yes, you guys are morons. Stop it. If you started it, stop it.
I'm more about the getting on camera thing.
That drives you nuts too?
Like, my God. And then it's like you can tell when the person gets a call from somebody at home going, dude, you're on the air. So then he's like, it's almost like he's on the phone going, am I? Okay. And then when the pitch comes in,
waiting.
It's just act like someone just stuck you in the butt cheek with a needle and or you got hit by a sniper and you're flailing all over. And then you go back to it with the kid. Stop it. And do it game. Just enjoy yourself. You got all world seats.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, you're there. There's nothing good is going to come of you waving. You're not going to be like, oh, look, we discovered this new model with the big beer gut and the bald spot. Hey, look at you. You should come work for Abercrombie. No, just enjoy your really, really expensive seats and sit on your hands.
And the one that I hate even more, when they go to the mid-court shot of two announcers at a basketball game on national TV, and all of a sudden, like, average white couple, or, you know, or teenaged white guy fan that's from way too much money, yeah, decides to start dapping and start, you know, dabbing and doing all this, you know, all of a sudden it's like spastically they're doing everything that they think is hit, from the peace sign to dabbing, because they got like 15 seconds of fame. It's like, stop it.
Yeah, I don't like just the waving. I mean, I know kids are going to do dumb stuff like with the dabbing, but the waving.
Can we go back to just hi mom?
Yeah. That got on my nerves so much last night. It was, there was some chick sitting in the front row waving, and then they started the wooing. And I'm like, if this continues, Astros baseball is going to be unwatchable. Because you can't listen to it either. You can't, like, turn the sound down on the TV and turn the radio up, because you're still going to hear the dumbasses wooing all over the place. That's not a cool thing. I get you want to have something that's, don't they do that at TCU? Is that what I read? That started somewhere like TCU?
Well, Jeremy Morgan says they play a Ric Flair cartoon video on the board of him wooing, which prods the fans to do it. Nick, have you seen that? You guys were at a game. Well, you guys weren't at the game where they were wooing. They've done this the last two games.
I heard it got started by TCU fans at a game because that's what TCU fans do at their games, is woo like Ric Flair.
Well, how about Jason Holcomb coming back at you saying, if I'm at a game, $365 a seat, I'm going to wave whenever the hell I want to.
Well, good for you. Feel free.
Here's an idea.
To look like a $365 idiot.
And what are the chances you paid for that ticket?
Yeah, slim.
Most
and
of
none.
Them are corporate, slim, and they pass them along.
Slim, yeah, is busy. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, do what you want, but I'm going to come on the radio and say you look like an idiot doing it. Because that's like, I don't know. God.
Because Barry is Bobby Brown. It's his prerogative. Your prerogative to wave like a funky chicken in the front row. His prerogative to come back and tell you you're a moron. That's just how simple it gets.
Nick, not Nick, our producer, but said, to be honest, I enjoyed you flaming the guy up. I'm not sure which one he was talking about. Was it LeVar Ball or the idiot behind the...
Both.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can start a list of idiots. I mean, I think you've got one already.
I kind of do.
But I think we could just add to it and just call it Barry's Magic List or something.
In fact, Nick and I are working on this thing. I don't know what the technical radio term for it is, but we're working on this thing called Go to Hell.
Yeah, look forward to it. We'll be debuting a couple of new segments.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a weekly thing where something that really bothers me. Well, it'll be pre-recorded so I can cuss because I just want to, because if I do it live, it'll get dumped.
No, you got to do it live.
No, I can't, because I really, if it's something that I'm that passionately mad about.
You're going
to
say something?
I'm going to cuss. I may not cuss in the first one, like today, you know, if you sit behind the plate, go to hell. I may not, I was okay, but on some of these, I'll cuss. So it all needs to be pre-recorded and played.
Maybe it could be good practice for you.
No, I don't know. No, it'll ruin the segment when I start dropping F-bombs, and that won't be good. No, I would, plus, it, you know, it'll give me a chance to vent freely with thought without having to censor myself. I think that'll be better.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have quite a long list.
What happens if I have people I want to go to hell or things?
Then you bring it up and talk about it.
I'm throwing it in. After the pre-recorded.
Oh, well, of course you would throw it in after the fact. Yeah. All right, guys, if you need to sell your home and you need to do so quickly, the folks over at Gulf State Home Buyers say, no problem, we'll buy it and we'll make you a cash offer. If you're trying to get out from under your house and you can't because you owe back taxes, or maybe you have delinquent HOA dues, or you're going through a divorce, or you've been through a bankruptcy, foreclosure, maybe you lost your job, doesn't matter. Give the folks at Gulf State Home Buyers a call, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. Let them help you with the situation that you're in. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through closing. Sit back, relax, let their team of professionals help you in your situation. They have attorneys, title companies, a complete in-house staff that will show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Give them a call now. Get a clear understanding of your situation, from title issues to quick closings. Whatever you need, they can help. But you got to give them a call before you can get that process started. Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or visit them on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, The Usual Suspects on the last show before hopefully what is a beautiful weekend, which if you follow the weather reports and actually believe them for a change, it is supposed to be, so I am looking forward to a good weekend. Before that, lots of sports to cover. I know you guys want to go in-depth on the Masters. We can do that at any time.
Yeah, just let me know because I'll go catch a nap in the truck.
See? Yeah. And then I will follow up with some MMA talk and I'll go grab a drink.
Actually, people hit us up for our MMA takes.
We Josh got some Rapp on, hits me up every
we got
day
some on
for
text.
Masters talk.
Okay. Well, then feel free. Who are you going to talk to with about?
Well, he can give a take
can,
if you want.
I can give a take and talk, tell the listeners.
Or an opinion, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Do it.
Look at the
I'm soaking it in today as he's all fired up today.
It's our ratings, sure. Just ruin them with Masters talk.
Well, I'm going to ruin them with Masters talk, right. Okay.
I don't understand this comeback. Maybe you guys can help me understand this, but Dr. Dre tweets me that dumb LeVar Ball tweet, and I respond, I don't give a crap about anything involving LeVar Ball. His 15 is up. And then Marketing TX Guru on Twitter says, Barry, of course you don't care. You are a black weatherman.
What?
I don't have any idea what that means at all.
I asked you. I was like, what the hell does that mean?
I, of all the weird nondescript tweets I've ever had, that's right up there. I have no idea about that reference. None.
I think the biggest challenge with Twitter is like when they try to be like indirect and like.
Yeah.
And then you're like, is he messing with you or is he trying to have fun? You don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I hate that. That's the one thing I hate about reading tweets. Like, you're just not sure.
You know what they say about anything written on text or social media otherwise. When you can't tell tone, unless you're really clear and you really know that, you know, you're not judging your audience. Because you think when you're sending it, you're just sending it to Barry. But, like, everybody that follows Barry can see it and we can see it. And yeah. It's like... You know, so you got to, if you're going to do something like that, try and make it so that it makes a little sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. It would be great to understand. Even if it's a joke or you're dissing me, which that's fine. Bring it. I mean, I can take it.
I think I figured it out.
Okay.
Okay. So you're the guy that sounds black, but no one can tell us and how we sound apart a lot of times.
Which is ridiculous because we sound, if no one says you sound black, how can they not tell us apart? That makes no sense.
So here's the thing. You sound black, but no one can tell who's saying what. And I give the weather report basically when I start the day and look out the window to say, hey, it's a beautiful day in Houston with hardly a cloud in the sky. So they're taking it all in a blender again, in my opinion.
Okay.
And regurgitating it.
Now,
like
that's a good guess, but the fact that we had to go through all that to figure it out.
Can we be a little more concise?
Let's play connect the dots next time and call it a day. I'm good with that.
Look, we just got a text. Before I change the channel during Masters Talk, have y'all talked UFC 210 yet?
See? Funny guy. Josh Rapp, you're on. Get going.
Tweet us, Josh, please.
Yes, quickly.
Somebody asked, does Gulf State Homebuyers actually make you a cash offer, like with a briefcase full of cash? I don't think you know how homes work. I don't think you know how...
The manila envelope?
Yeah. It's close, but I don't think you know how homes work. And then we got this text... Barry, what's your thoughts on grown men bringing a glove to a baseball game? P.S., what's the cutoff age for wearing jerseys?
Isn't it the same for glove and jerseys?
We talked about this the other day.
Yeah, we did. Did we talk about? I don't think we talked about it on the air, though, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Did we? Yeah, we did.
Well,
so I'll let you guys go first.
Nick.
Nick?
For jerseys, I'm not the baseball guy, so I'm going to start with the jerseys. Like the, well, there's jerseys in baseball, too. But I'll say for jerseys... 27?
Way too old.
26?
You're wrong.
And I'm being nice, I think?
Yeah,
the judge says you're wrong.
You missed on that.
Well, what's the latest?
I would agree with you.
I
would say in the 20s. Like, and I've had, like, here's a tough one for me. Is I have an Astros jersey that was made for me. Like, my name and number, stuff like that. But it's like, I don't wear it. But now if I do, I'd feel like I was that guy. So I have it, and I don't wear it. And I think it's pretty cool. But, yeah, I think late 20s, early 30s, it depends. But I'm just not – I don't do it anymore.
Definitely not in the 30s. I won't say that. But I'm okay with 20.
What's your cutoff on it?
25, 26, 27.
I'm going to say probably 23.
Wow.
Okay.
That's it. Like 23, you shouldn't be wearing jerseys after that.
Glove to the baseball game.
14.
See, here's the only...
I swear to God, I can't tell you.
I think the last time I brought my glove to a game, it was to get it signed when I was in Little League.
Yeah.
And they had that day, you know, where you kids, whatever it is, one of those days where you could go on the field.
I know when we talked about this, it was at the Masters because I said...
The
Houston Open, because there's dudes at the golf event walking around. No one wears like one glove at a golf event. So why would you wear a glove to a baseball game? If you can't catch it with your bare hands, then get out of the way and let a man do it. That's how I feel.
The only thing I've heard as an argument since we brought it up the first time was protecting your kids. If you got young kids and
get out of the way and let a man do it.
I'll tell you this. Let a man do it down on that third baseline at Minute Maid when you are in the go zone.
Yeah.
One of the worst things I've ever seen in my life was Billy Wagner come into a game against, who was the Rangers? Juan Gonzalez?
Yep.
With the Rangers
yep.
at the time when he was a big home run hitter. And Billy brought the heat, and Juan Gon turned on it as quick as he could, and it hit a kid.
Ooh.
And I mean, you could hear the thump. It hit the kid's chest as opposed to, like, you know, the head or something like that. But I mean, in no time at all, there were like six fans picking him up, racing him up the. And he turned out to be okay. I mean, obviously, very startled and everything like that. That's when I thought, man, you look at. There are certain places in certain parks, like the way that jets out. I was watching last night because there's a couple of idiots that watch their – you could put a freaking half dollar in their ass crack sticking out over the railing trying to get down there far enough to get it.
Yeah.
And then you most of the time, you see one of them that's got like the freaking waffle iron in his back pocket as he flips over the railing and ends up and then can't figure out why he just got thrown out. But, man, there's a couple parks where there's a couple of places where it's not just the hot corner – they come in like fierce.
Yeah.
Fast.
I'm not changing my mind. I don't care how hot that
ball is. You barehanded
it?
You see the guy the other night that made SportsCenter?
No.
Astros fan the other night, one hand with beer in hand, bottle,
Yeah.
And the other hand goes way up over his head on a, just a sizzler on a frozen rope and hauls it in with one hand.
That's a man. That's a man right there. No gloves.
Okay, so where
needed.
Are you with the kid in the other hand?
It's a man. It's a man move.
It's a dangerous move
no,
with a kid in your
it's
arms.
A man. Men live on the edge.
This is
men,
why you have cats.
Men live dangerously. I catch a foul ball with my cat in my hand. I
That's
don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll do it. It's no, leave your glove and your jersey.
Oh, I'm totally with the leave the glove thing.
Leave your glove and your jersey at home. And
I'm saying if there's a screaming liner and I got my kid in my hand,
drop the kid, catch the
unless
ball.
Unless the kid's in danger, I'm not going to like go out of my way leaning and stuff because the kid means more than it. It's the most important cargo.
Drop that damn kid, catch that ball. That's a once in a lifetime. That's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Do you know how
That's a
rare
split dome piece for a $5.95?
Do you know
ball?
How rare it is to catch a foul ball at a baseball
I
game?
Do.
It doesn't happen often. Kids, they're all over the place.
Drop that damn kid.
Foul balls catch are not ball. All over the place. Babies and kids are. Trust me. You've got to. It's the You got priorities, Joel. You got to have your priorities straight.
I'll tell you what, you'd be really upset with because where's that area in Minute Maid that they always stand in to try and catch home runs? You know what I'm talking
about?
There's so many like 30, 35-year-olds there, 40-year-olds there with gloves.
Yeah.
You'd be yelling at every single one of them.
I would.
Posted on Facebook last night that he got a batting practice ball.
Those don't even count.
And that's what I said. I said, did you get it when it stopped rolling? Because don't tell me you tried to catch it, because we know your coordination level.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Barry, what if it's an old school Astros jersey with no name on the back? That's fine as long as you're 23
See, Jason,
or younger.
Now Jason Holcomb texts you tweets you a picture of him in his jersey, says he's 40 and he can wear a jersey to the game. People 23 are just wearing it out in public to wear it.
My goodness. This is so sad.
This is reality, sir. This is the reality you're blessed with every day.
You guys wear your jerseys. That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, now I'm wearing my jersey?
No, I'm talking to the peoples, not you. I'm saying you fine
Here's
wear
the
them.
The problem I got too. I went to a guy I used to work with. Went to a game one night for business, and literally the ball couldn't have been handed to him. It was coming so slow, and he's got fairly big hands. Hit him in both palms. Dropped straight up in the air and landed in the guy in front of us lap and looked at me and he goes, you're not going to talk about this, are you? And I go, are you kidding me? I'm going to work tomorrow and telling everybody. Because that was the most pathetic. That's like trying to catch a Nerf ball and botching it. If you get an error trying to catch a Nerf ball, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that is pretty
I mean,
sad.
It was pathetic.
Yeah.
I understand if it's like coming in hot, but man, if it's like basically bunted up in the air and you can't make that play, you need to go home now.
Yeah.
Go watch it on TV. But yeah, I can't remember the last time I brought a mitt to a game. I think I was in Little League, but I see a lot of grown men do it.
Like, if you bring the same dude that brings his mitt to the game is the same dude that wears the NFL gloves, the wide receiver gloves with the logo, and then makes the logo with the hands doing the triangle, like the Rockefeller diamond.
Yep.
Like, that's the same idiot. Like, don't leave the gloves, any gloves, at home. Like, there's dudes that wear helmets to football games. There's dudes that, you know, I guess in basketball, if somebody showed up with a basketball, but if they had like a, I could see those dudes wearing the shooter sleeve to a game.
The Manti Ho?
Yeah. It's like, bro, like, just go have a beer, enjoy the game. You're not an athlete.
I do remember there was a couple one time at a baseball game, and the dude saw the ball coming and he left and the girl stayed and tried to catch it. And
I do remember that.
He looked like such an idiot.
He caught so much heat.
For like a week after.
The funny thing is it resurfaces. It's like 4 years old now and that video resurfaces and everybody thinks it happened like last night and the venom is just all over on Facebook and Twitter.
This is what I love about when people ask my opinion and I give it. Then we get these texts. I'll take my glove to the game to guard my kid and then beat you to death with the glove when you tell me I'm not a man. Good job, tough guy. Like, I mean, if you can't understand what's really going on here right now, sir, that's your problem.
I mean, wait a minute. You guys didn't hear about the guy that came to the game wearing a jersey, brought a glove, made a phenomenal one-handed grab with the mitt down the third baseline, then got a tryout the next day with the team and is now in Double-A, close to being in the major league level?
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I didn't hear about it either.
It never happened.
So, you know, but oh, some people may have dreams. Some people's dreams and aspirations may be different than ours. We don't know.
It's hilarious.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. For a limited time, Macapedic mattresses, just $19.99, and right off the top, $800 Gallery Furniture gift card, which means the saving starts for you. Save on American-made solid wood furniture, living room furniture, dining room furniture, and, of course, two-for-one recliners, as well as those Macapedic sleep sets today and every day at Gallery Furniture. They have three convenient locations across the Houston area. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's Post Oak in the Galleria area right off of Westheimer. And, of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, right there both ways off I-45. Max sits at the front desk at that location. It's a family experience. The family can go and check out the monkey cage. They have live animals. They have a big bounce house of mattresses, where the kids can jump around and play around while you're looking at furniture for the house. And, of course, their sales staff, second to none, in making sure that you tell them what you need and are looking for, and they get you options so you can make the best selection. Enhance your home. Solid wood dining room tables and chairs from Gallery Furniture, American-made. You buy today, you get it tonight. That's the slogan at Gallery Furniture, and it's not just a marketing campaign. It's a fact. You buy today, you get it tonight, and the delivery guys go over and above. They'll deliver what you are getting, and then they'll take away what you don't want or move furniture out of the way. It's all part of the way they do business because they want you to be return customers at Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture, the largest selection of made in America living room and dining room furniture, leather seating, special order to upholstery furniture, and of course, you can enhance your home with solid wood dining room tables and chairs, all from Gallery Furniture. Do yourself a favor. Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, Barry, till 4, Usual Suspects just rolling. If you're just coming through the door or going back to work or getting in your car, we've sufficiently pissed some people off today already.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
I got one dude texting in who is pretty upset now. After, he was the one that said he would beat me to death with his glove.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I thought you were a comedian. You're on air trolling but can't handle being trolled. Maybe that's why I've never heard of you.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Great text, sir. Wonderful, outstanding text that you're bringing fire.
I noticed with your tone of voice, what area code were they texting from?
Somebody did have a good point. Barry, tell that to those Tango Blast Houstones that wear jerseys. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. I'm good with that. Whatever you guys want to do, that's your business.
I see how it is.
You, sirs, are fine gentlemen and can wear whatever the hell you want.
Now, is there a difference in sports or it's just jerseys across the board?
Because somebody did ask that. They said, what about soccer jerseys? Because they're like shirts.
That's true.
And they're a fashion statement.
That's
and rappers
true.
Are even doing that now. And to me, it's still a jersey. So, no.
And
if it's got a dude's name on it,
football jerseys are different. But I'll tell you this. The one that used to agitate me more than any other was grown man, especially grown white man, who's overweight, going to NBA game with said tank top jersey on with no shirt underneath.
Ugh.
What are you doing? And why don't you have any resemblance of a mirror that could tell you no or some kind of significant other, or if you live with your mom, someone that wouldn't let you get out the door with that on? Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's a huge no. I think NBA jerseys, even the sleeved ones, which are pathetic, but NBA jerseys, I think you got to lower that. I think you got to say after 18, no more. Even 16. I think 16 might be the cutoff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if you want to wear a shirt underneath it and you're not wearing it like second skin, then I might give you a pass. But dude who likes to push away after the third serving every night and he's wearing like the Akeem throwback, stop it.
I personally like to go to swim meets in nothing but a Speedo and mm-hmm. just watch the swimming.
And the people behind
you. Same thing, right, guys? I mean, like, I can wear their jerseys.
That's why people walk jerseys. Behind you when your butt cheeks are hungry and it eats up all the speedo.
I can do that.
Because you got ass for days?
I feel like that's okay. No, I just feel like if we're going to do this for sporting events and dress like the athletes, why can't I just wear a speedo to a swimming event?
You can do whatever you want, obviously.
You think they would let me in? I wonder, you know, Nick, that might make a really good video for your website.
Yeah, because I think swimmers, I heard you. Swimmers, they shave. You should do it without shaving. Just
but
walk
they have
up
to
in
let
the,
you
bro,
in.
Down below? Oh my God, no. There would be I have so much hair on my inner thighs.
You know what you should do?
That would be atrocious. That would be awesome. We need to do that.
Go get like a Halloween wig. Go get a Halloween wig and put it down there and have it coming out the sides and everything and watch people like.
And believe me, I'm not just putting it on my website.
I know what you're going to say. It's already going
to
gross me out.
I don't need to do that. I don't need to get any props.
That's going on ESPN's Twitter.
They would have to let you in, right, at a basketball game because Michael Phelps now, his big thing is to stand behind the basket with his Speedo on and like. I don't know if they're the real gold medals or whatever, and then his little swim cap, and then he tries to distract the opposing team's free throw shooters.
What?
Yeah, at Arizona State.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then someone said he was at the national championship game doing it too.
He did that. That was last year. I didn't see him do it this season.
I didn't see it this year.
Last year I saw him.
But if they're letting him in, Barry can come in with a banana hammock.
There you go.
Patriotic or not.
Do we have a video to tease here?
I might do that. I gotta let it all grow out down there, because I keep it nice and shaved.
So they
up.
Can fear the beard.
Yes. fear the thigh beard.
Yeah.
I keep it trim for the lady, so I can let it grow.
Manscaping.
I can let it grow, and it would be atrocious.
Yeah.
It would your be sex life, or
it would be both. Me and
the wife
and his speedo
head first on that.
She says, you ever walk through a cobweb and you just can't get it off of you? It's like that. It's just god awful. It's
when you think it's on, and all of a sudden you hear her going,
start
trying to get chopped through all that.
Yeah, and somebody did have a good point. I should probably tan first before I do this.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a great point. That's a really
well, the
good
last time
point.
Michael Phelps did it. That was the big criticism. Not that he was at a basketball game at a Speedo. That he was like six shades darker than he normally is. He was like hyper tanned.
Somebody said, "What about Astros T-shirts to a game?" I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too. Why not?
Yeah, I'm fine with shirts, T-shirts. That's okay. But just jerseys, and it's just, you know, you've got the no. Yeah, let's do it.
Sure. Emron, what's up, man? Give it to us.
Hey, guys. So I'm a huge Houston Texans fan. So on Battle Red Day, if I wear the Houston Texans red jersey, what about that?
No.
How old are you?
Barry says no.
How old are you, Emron? How old are you?
35.
Bro, really?
See, I'm okay with the football jerseys.
That's because Joel has a bunch of them.
No, but I don't wear them. I mean, I don't personally wear them, but I'm okay because I think, like, whether you call it, it's a different kind. First of all, it's a more comfortable jersey. You can wear it and get away with it with, like, jeans and stuff. And
no, you don't. No.
I'm okay with the football jerseys.
Emron.
I'm definitely against basketball jerseys. And baseball jerseys, it's.
Emron,
it's,
why can't you just wear a battle red T-shirt? Or just wear some red. Just wear something red. Why does it have to be a jersey?
Well, because it's the Houston Texans. I'm trying to show my support for my team, so I wear one of the jerseys.
But can't you show your support in a T-shirt that says Houston Texans on it? Couldn't you do that as well?
Yeah, I guess I can. But like, if I have a jersey. Yeah, but I already bought.
But why did you buy the jersey? That's my question. Like, why did you look at that and go, you know what? That's an athletic jersey that a football player wears, and I need that to rock as a style. Like, what? Why did you choose to buy a jersey?
That's
what I thought.
JJ Watt number 99 jersey. I'm a huge JJ Watt fan, so I'm a huge Houston Texans fan. So it's kind of like having a memorabilia, I guess. So when I go to watch the game on Battle Red Day, I wear it.
Emron, have you ever been with a woman? Lame!
I'm married, brother.
Okay, I'm just making sure. That's good. That's good. The problem is, bro, is like you could show your support for J.J. Watt and others without buying a jersey, and then you said it's memorabilia, but it can't be memorabilia if you're wearing it because it's not worth anything now. And you're probably washing it because you got beer and hot dog juice on it. Like,
All right, Emron, let me ask you a question. If you're wearing it, right, and you end up seeing JJ pregame or something like that, and he signs it, will you wear it again?
No, then he has his autograph on it.
Right, because the other thing that drives me nuts is people that get their jersey signed, and then they wash it and wear it again and keep washing it, and I'm going, what are we doing? All right, so I'll say this. I'm totally against NBA, the basketball jerseys. I'm okay with football jerseys, and I'm indifferent to the baseball jerseys.
I wonder if I wore a Speedo to a swim meet and asked Michael Phelps to sign it. Like, could you sign? He'd be like, bro, where?
I'm not going to lie.
Like, wherever you want.
Of all places, when we were in Utah in the playoffs back in the day with Clyde,
yeah,
I've never seen more females ask him to sign breastises.
Really?
And they're like jeans on the ass pocket and just crazy stuff.
That is crazy. That's Richard Stites and a few others asked about hockey jerseys. Where are you at on those?
Same thing.
Yes, thank you.
Same thing.
Thank you.
I'm fine with it. Because they're big. They're oversized, but then
similar to like NFL jerseys in that they're big, kind of big and baggy? You know what I mean? Like, it's the same, except they're like long sleeve.
Like D says on Twitter, he's got a problem with the hockey jerseys because grown men wear them looking like skirts and dresses. And I get that, but at least it's like with a basketball jersey, it's like you're smushing 40 pounds of potatoes in a 10-pound bag. And I just can't get into that. But football jerseys, it just seems like football jerseys throughout time, everybody wears them. I'm fine with that. Baseball jerseys, they're starting to pick up now. I thought they were always too expensive anyway. But if you can afford it and you want to wear a baseball jersey, go ahead.
Somebody said, what if it's Donnie from the Texans cheer squad wearing a Texans jersey?
Or what was their pep band where they all had the bullpen pep band?
I don't. What was the name of that
band? The bullpen,
I think. Was it the bullpen?
Yeah. And they all had jerseys with their number and name on it.
That's okay. That's a uniform.
Clarinet number 7.
That's a uniform. That's
Tommy
different.
T.
Yeah. Now, if they wore that just out.
Timmy T.
Yeah,
Timmy T. Clarinet number 7.
All right, guys. If you need tires, check out Nexa Tire, the leading warranty in the tire industry. Exclusive free roadside assistance. If you get a flat, Nexa will change your tire or tow your vehicle for free. It's the fastest growing tire brand, trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexa Tire on the web to learn more. NexaTireUSA.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, as we continue to lead you into your weekend. We've struck up quite a passionate conversation going on right now. It started with just jerseys and gloves at games. And then it proceeded to get to wearing jerseys in any of the three major sports. And then hockey got involved. During the last break, I caught Sean Salisbury. I said, what's your take on it? He actually added some things that were pretty good precursors, I guess you could say, to thinking about wearing a jersey. If you're single guy 35 wearing a jersey, no. You're an idiot. If you're doing it because you're with your kids and your kids are wearing jerseys and they want dad to wear it or something, he goes, like, he's totally fine with it. First thing out of his mouth was exactly what I said about basketball jerseys. That's a no, never, ever for anyone. He said football jerseys because it's American tradition. He's good with it. But he suggested you have to at least wear a baseball sleeve jersey underneath to avoid chafing of the nipples and other areas. And that it should at least be one size bigger than you normally wear so that it's not, like, too tight.
Somebody said, I can't wear jerseys. Next, you're going to tell me my J.J. Watt tattoo was a bad idea.
That's like, did you see this the other night? Fallon has a ride now at Universal Studios in Orlando.
What?
It's the Tonight Show ride.
Oh, no.
Okay. So he and The Rock got dressed up in like life-size like mascot costumes. The Rock was a Rock mascot, and Fallon had one that looked like, I think it was looked like him. But he stops a couple, and the guy was like, I'm a big Rock fan, or whatever like that. So Rock takes the head of the costume off, and dude goes nuts and shows him his full front of his leg tattoo of the Rock.
Oh, no.
How creepy would that be?
Ugh.
I mean, I know you're bombarded by fans all the time on the road. Can you imagine one after a show when you're in the lobby signing and that'd the guy goes, Barry, I'm such a big fan. Look at this. And he pulls up his jeans and from the kneecap to the ankle, he's got a Barry Laminack.
I mean, a chick would be one thing, but a dude getting another dude tattooed.
Even a chick. Aren't you a little worried?
That's
stalker-esque.
No, that'd be hot. It's just like somebody asked, what about girls wearing jerseys? That's hot.
Yeah. Well, because now they make girl sizes.
Yeah. Especially when they like tie them up in a knot or cut them off, or chicks can be creative and make the jersey look hot. That's even better. And now there's going to be a bunch of dudes running around with their jerseys cut like a half shirt. No, you're not Walter Payton, sir. Stop that. So I said, don't you think it's a little different going to a game in a jersey, going to a massage parlor? Never mind. I answered my own question. Lame.
I like this. Here's the crazy one. Like, I've never seen anything like this before until the new stadium when Reliant first opened, when it was Reliant, not Energy. The club level at those games, that is a social gathering of, like, the River Oaks community and the hoity-toity crowd. Because most people in those seats don't go in their seats, or if they're in, they're in for about a total of 5 minutes. And it's all about being seen at those two bars and what you wear. I saw more females that turned NFL jerseys into a dress and just put a belt on it and some boots or heels, and thought that they were, like, styling through the roof.
Yeah.
When the roof is the ceiling, you know you've achieved greatness.
Somebody said polo shirts. They're a sports shirt that's acceptable when you need a collared shirt.
True.
Well done, sir.
Yes, yeah, very true.
Well done indeed. What about a Texans varsity jacket?
Only when you're 14-2.
You stop that right now. You stop it. I won't have you making fun of my Texans.
When you don't care about the playoffs.
Oh, that's funny. I love how many people... I love getting this mix of texts where some people are getting it and some people aren't getting it.
Right.
And they're seriously mad. And they're like, oh, you guys are idiots. You guys are a-holes. Who are you to say? Like, first of all, I didn't bring it up. It was a question that was asked.
True.
Yeah.
You started with the gloves and jerseys.
It was a text that came in. Somebody asked, what is your ruling on jerseys and gloves? And so I gave my opinion. And apparently some people liked it and some people didn't. So, all right.
It's kind of what we do here every day.
Right?
All right. Let's go in a tight race. Let's go to Jay. He wants to talk about jerseys. Jay, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show. Y'all are hilarious. Listen, y'all going to laugh at me because I'm 35 and I'm single. But I'm from Fort Worth, but I've been in Houston since 99, so I'm a Cowboys fan. So every Sunday when I go to Third Ward to watch the games, I have one jersey. I said I'd only get one Cowboys jersey, and it's a Jason Witten jersey. And I wear that every Sunday, but I wear it to piss off everybody in Houston because I never understood why so many Texans fans don't like the Cowboys when they're not a rival, they're not in our division. Nobody cares about them in the Metroplex where they want to lose. So I find it funny when I go to Third Ward to watch the games in my Cowboys jersey. I'm not the only one, but a lot of people, they just don't like it. So I always do that, but that's because that's me, you know, keeping a little piece of home with me, you know, when I wear it. But what I don't understand is dudes in Houston still wearing Andre Johnson jerseys.
Yes.
I don't get that. Like, honestly, Dre went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
If he comes back and retires, I totally get it. But you don't wear the jersey and the guy don't play for the team no more. I've seen Houston Tracy McGrady jerseys this year. Tracy McGrady jerseys, bro.
Y'all got to stop Seriously. That. That ain't right.
The ones that's worse is Tracy McGrady jerseys in the pinstripe Rocket uniform that he never wore.
Yeah, the throwback boot, right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't get that one.
Anyway.
Jay, I still don't approve. Look, Jay, I still don't approve, but I respect what you're doing by trying to piss people off. That, I respect the hell out of that.
And listen, initially, I promise, bro, I'm not an instigator because I do not like being outnumbered. I only got two fists. So I'm not going to piss anybody off, but once everybody kept getting mad, like, I'm, and then I kept saying, well, man, you in Houston. I was like, well, if you get transferred to Jacksonville with your job, you're going to be a Jaguars Jaguars fan? They're like, no.
Exactly.
So why can't I be a Cowboys fan? So anyway, I wear the jersey, but I do it to piss them off and rep the city. Thanks for the call. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, man. Thanks, Jay. Somebody said, Victor and Panda said, what about a Texans football jersey, number 56, with Kush on the back, but it's K-U-S-H?
That's your call. I said I'm okay with football jerseys.
Even if you're like, I think the only one.
That's cheesy.
The only jersey I've ever seen that I really liked was when Mike Vick checked into a hotel as Ron Mexico. People were getting football jerseys made with Ron Mexico on the back.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
That was one of the number one selling jerseys.
Yeah. I had no idea. That's hilarious.
That's pretty funny. I could probably get past that and not be too upset because it's just like Jay pissing people off. That's a different thing.
Yeah, it's.
I kind of like that.
Didn't they have another one, the Mike Vick jerseys with Uncle Rico on the back?
Did it?
Yeah. I thought that was one of the other ones that was a big seller.
I don't know.
You guys want to take Sean real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll get Sean in real quick. Sean, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I love the show, man.
Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate it.
All right, so me and my brother-in-law were talking about this the other day, this same topic, and we came to the conclusion that the cutoff point is 30, unless you have kids, and then you can wear matching jerseys. But while I was on hold, I thought about something else. I think we need to start a movement on making sure that these professional baseball coaches know how stupid they look wearing these uniforms. And we need to outlaw that altogether.
I'm with you on that, dude. I'm so with you on that. In fact, I've noticed, I appreciate the call, Sean. I've noticed in the dugout the last couple of games, AJ Hinch is not wearing.
I was going to say the same thing.
And I like that. I'm okay with
that. Pretty good looking shirt he's wearing, too.
Yeah, I dig it. It's a baseball shirt. You know what I mean? Like with the, like what you're wearing, the two-tone sleeves.
Yep. Blue sleeves, gray body.
But it's not a jersey. It's not like, I like
and
that.
And the logo's simplistic. It's the circular Astros logo on the one chest.
Sean and I had this discussion one time, and I think we came to the conclusion that we want to see baseball managers wear suits like basketball coaches do. I think that
why?
Would be.
Why? If I'm a manager, why would I want to do
that? Because that would be
hilarious. Let me
tell you
something. So uncomfortable. So great.
On that note, you want to talk about, because we're talking about fans, right?
Yeah.
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, and he may still do it. There's a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Timberwolves that sits opposite the benches. Every game, he wears a full suit. He brings a program that he rolls up in his hand to look like coach's material. He paces the sidelines, and he brings a towel so he can kneel down on one knee, and he acts like he's coaching the entire game.
Wow. That's terrible.
Oh, is that annoying?
Yeah. See, that goes back to the dude that brings his glove or the guy that wears. I want to be.
But that's even worse.
Like that dude.
Joel's talking about.
Oh, yeah. So ridiculous.
Are we sure he's not doing it as a joke?
No, because he does it every game.
Well, maybe it's just a long.
I don't know if he thinks, you know, he's going through a middle-aged crisis and think that he's a chick magnet that way.
Maybe it's just a long con. Like maybe he's really just like, eventually someone's going to notice this and it's going to take off. You know, because some dudes are patient. They'll wait
just
it out.
Just like the guy with the glove and the jersey that got a tryout.
Yeah, that's true. What about, can I wear boxing gloves to a boxing match? Or maybe like,
no. Sure.
Could I wear like,
good luck going to the bathroom.
I'm
going to
wear, you know what? The next time the UFC's in town, we all got to go and wear board shorts and 4-ounce gloves. Then that's
it's
it.
Not happening.
Just why?
I'm not going to wear gloves to an MMA
bout. It's okay. We're supporting our favorite fighters.
I'm not doing that, dude.
Okay.
I love the idea of having gloves in my possession, like autographed gloves.
I have
gloves,
some, yeah.
But I'm not wearing them.
I wash them all the time, though. Piss Joel off.
Yeah, don't do that. Dude, save that. If you get someone to sign, like a J.J. Watt signs a J.J. Watt jersey, put the damn thing away.
And somebody was asking, what about like, and a few people actually, including Brandon on text, would say, well, what about like an old school Oilers jersey or an Expos fan? I'm actually kind of okay
with
a throwback like that.
I'm not. How old are you is the first question.
I'm kind of okay with that, though.
No. Why? Why a throwback is okay?
Because of the nostalgia of it.
No.
But I still think you can't be in your 50s.
They were playing back when you were an age when it was okay for you to wear the jersey. That's why.
Maybe. But I still can't see being in your 40s and wearing a throwback.
So just to be clear, you're against all of it. I say baseball, I'm kind of indifferent. Football, I think you can. And basketball, absolutely not.
The only thing
I'm against all of it. All of it.
Right.
I just didn't think of the kids thing. Like what Sean brought and the last caller brought up to our attention. If
it's
you have
true.
Kids... I'm totally forgiving.
And Mr. Manny Fresh on Twitter took a picture of him and his kid, and he's got an Altuve, and his kid's got a Correa.
That's fine.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, man, this is why I wear my jersey. I get it.
See, I'm all for that.
I get it. I get that. Okay. In fact, I might even make that exception. All if right. it's you and your kid, and he's, you know, now if he's a 1-year-old, then go to hell because he doesn't know.
Quickly. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about Cars for Kids and the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a fantastic program here in the Houston area, helped by Houstonians for the kids of Houston, and that's what makes it special. What happens is, if you're looking around and you've got a garage, an old field in the back, or just in the driveway, you've got a clunker, whether it works or not, and it's just collecting rust and dust, and you want to get rid of it, haven't gotten around to doing so, all you got to do is get in touch with Cars for Kids. You either go to HoustonCarsForKids.com or 713-225-4226. Tell them what you got. That's all you got to do. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They fill out the paperwork. They take it away. And best thing yet, you get a tax deduction. And better than all that, you also know you're making a contribution to the Cars for Kids program, helping kids of the Houston area. Because what Cars for Kids does is it takes your vehicle and turns it into a resource, which then will allow them to provide kids trying to get a second chance at an education with bus money, meal money, eyeglasses, anything and everything that helps them so that they can just focus on their studies and do whatever they need to do to get an education. It's a second chance program for kids to get an education. It's an opportunity for you to get rid of something that's been collecting dust in your yard. Again, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the top, you do this and mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.